Perspectives. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and Dana Barrett's with me here in the studio to co-host the show.
We've got all mics on today. We've got a big group in the studio, and we even have somebody on the phone.
Absolutely. So listen up. We've got a lot of great people, and we've got a great show planned for you today. This show is actually focused specifically on the Executive Women's Day Tour Championship by Coca-Cola, which is this awesome PGA golf event that's taking place very soon. We're going to make sure we get to all the details. We have three lovely guests joining us in the studio. Lillian Giornelli, who is the board chairman for the Eastlake Foundation. Lillian, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You're going to tell us all about the Eastlake Foundation and their involvement in this charitable event, because Eastlake is the beneficiary.
We are the beneficiary of the Tour Championship at Eastlake, which is presented by Coca-Cola, and we are also the beneficiary. One of our programs specifically is the beneficiary of the Executive Women's Day, which will occur on Tuesday of Tour Championship Week.
Awesome. And Carla Ariola is also here with us. Carla is a real estate strategist with HR Heritage Group. Carla, welcome.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
And Annette Tirabasso. So you guys are all on this task force that's been assembled locally to put together the event. Annette, you recently retired from Deloitte.
That's correct.
And obviously very involved in the community and a lot of matters taking up some of your free time.
The community and women's initiative events such as this.
So, and we've got Donna Fedorowicz on the phone with us. Donna's up in Boston. Donna, are you there?
I am here, and I'm glad to be with you, and I look forward to being in Atlanta in just a couple of weeks.
Donna is the SVP with Tournament Activation and Outreach Department with the PGA Tour, and she has been involved in these events and this initiative around the country. So Donna is going to give us more of a flavor for what the event is like, because she's been able to attend some of them as they've been taking place around the country. So let's start with you, Donna. Give us some of the background around the PGA Tour and what people can expect for this particular event here in Atlanta.
Great. We're looking forward to it. Actually, having worked for the PGA Tour for 21 years, it's been a wonderful journey for us. And a little bit of background, we're fortunate to really have a full competitive schedule for our players and outstanding sponsors supporting each of the events like Coca-Cola in Atlanta. But one of the most important missions that we have here at the Tour is the mission of giving back. We're a 501c6 organization. Each of our tournaments are set up as not-for-profit entities. And it's important for those listening in to know that we're just shy of donating $2 billion to charity. $2 billion is a lot of money. We're very, very proud of the fact that every event that we go to, we leave the money behind in each of those communities. And I know that Lillian is going to speak directly to the Eastlake Foundation and the Crew Teens program that will be benefiting this week. But really, our mission at the Tour is to think long-term to ensure that these charitable missions continue well into the future. And to do that, we focused on creating three new programs that we're calling three new initiatives that will introduce kind of a broader audience to our sport. The first is a family initiative we'll be launching in 2013. The second is a collegiate initiative. And the third is the one that we're talking about today, which is the Executive Women's Days at our events. The Executive Women's Days take place on site during tournament week. They allow the successful executives not only to engage in key business discussions, but network with one another and be exposed to the PGA Tour in really a unique way, by bringing them privately behind the scenes, giving them a tour where husbands, boyfriends, and others simply can't get the access. You know, what it does is it allows them to become educated to the experience and the enormous amount of business that's being conducted throughout the week at these great tournaments. Hopefully they feel more welcomed by the PGA Tour. They want to learn more. And they've been incredibly successful thus far. We're going to be at every PGA Tour event by 2016. And we're so proud in 2 weeks to be at the Tour Championship by Coca-Cola.
So I think it's amazing when you think about how much business does get done in a golf tournament, and the idea of opening this up to women. And that's what made me really excited when I first started hearing about this event, because a lot of women can be intimidated by the sport of golf, and yet it's a huge platform for doing deals, building relationships. I'd be curious to hear from each of you about your personal experience with the sport, how you first got into golf and started becoming passionate about it.
Who wants to go first?
I'll give it a shot.
This go, is Carla, Carla, go.
I did it to woo a guy.
Nice.
That's why my husband. And
it worked.
It worked, absolutely.
Like a charm.
And it was just fantastic. I actually love the game now. As I was telling you earlier, we get to go play. We can level the field and by our handicaps. And I'm very competitive. We really get into it. And thanks to a very good friend of mine, I heard about a task force being put together. And I just thought, with all the community work that I do through my business, I couldn't have thought of a better idea, or how wonderful to be in the very first one here in Atlanta. And I'm definitely, what Donna said is, I want to continue to be part of that as long as I'm here. So with golf, I did discover in all of my sales career that started to be also a benefit. I wasn't being left behind. Sometimes there were suggestions for me that it was okay, I could just drive the cart, but then I would show up with my golf clubs and I was ready to play. And I do have a mean drive, a tee shot. So it was always impressive. I don't know about the middle game.
Carla's throwing down the gauntlet.
Yes. So I think this is going to be a wonderful opportunity, especially to network, to get to know the people around you who are engaged in business. As a small business owner myself, I don't really get the opportunity to be on this type of platform. And it's just exciting. We're going to be with a great group of women. And then we're also going to get a chance to do, the fun part about what that week is during the practice rounds. And it's going to be exciting.
It's an awesome agenda and a real list of who's who speakers. You've got Molly Fletcher's going to be there, the CEO of Martha Stewart Living, VP and GM of Lockheed Martin. So it's pretty amazing people.
Lillian's shaking her head now. Did the roster change? What happened? Are we on the wrong?
No. The lineup is we have Sean Cooper, who's the Vice President and General Manager of Lockheed Martin Marietta. Shirley Franklin, who's former mayor of Atlanta. Laura O'Connor Hodgson, who's the CEO of Now Account Network. These are all our panelists that are going to be participating in the breakfast meeting, as well as Bea Perez, Chief Sustainability Officer of the Coca-Cola Company, and our own Laura Sequenza, who's publisher of Golf World. And then Molly Fletcher, who is a career sports agent, is our lunch speaker, and she's the Martha Stewart reference. We had a conflict, so
we have to forget
Lisa
that
couldn't
one.
Join us. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure we had it right.
And I should
Thank
say
you.
Molly is great.
And Molly's going to be terrific. She's known as the female Jerry Maguire.
Exactly.
So I think she's a really inspiring speaker, and it's going to be a lot of fun to talk to a woman who's made a career
in
a man's world. So I think she'll be a pretty engaging speaker at our lunch.
She really, I just have to jump in because I know her. I've interviewed her a couple of times for different projects I've worked on, and I've been to her offices. Have you guys been to her offices?
No.
Oh my God, you guys, it's really like right out of the movies. You walk in, it's like on the top floor of this building.
A lot of show me the money going on there.
It's like all these big awards, big sports people are walking around. You see people in the, famous people behind in the glass, conference rooms and everything, and you're going like, oh my God, she's the real deal. And she's also so warm and so willing to sort of mentor and help other women and share her experiences. And she's written some great books. And so I'm sure anybody who wants to go listen to her speak really should do it.
I got to say something. And I think I have to give a kudos to the PGA also. They were very, very, this is a very on purpose task that when we were talking in the first round table was, we need community leaders that are here in Atlanta who have made a difference. And that's why when you read this roster, the names are going to sound familiar. I think that they're doing that for every one of these events. And I just thought this is fantastic for us to be, out there. That's why I'm excited about this.
Well, and you all as a task force have been working on this for a while.
Since February.
So I think the goal of this event is to engage more women in this community, not only in the tournament, but also in one of the things that we've talked about is year-round engagement with the work that we do at the Eastlake Foundation. We are the community redevelopment partner in the Eastlake neighborhood, and one of our specific programs is called Crew Teens, and that is around a high school support program for young men and young women who have students and growing up in the neighborhood. And one of the main focuses is on the young women. So this focus of this event is also about connecting these young women with some of the significant business players, women business players in this community, to learn their stories, to help inspire them, and hopefully engage in some mentoring relationships. So we're really excited about this from the Eastlake Foundation standpoint, as the Tour Championship presented by Coca-Cola is one of our major fundraising events. We couldn't do our work without the PGA Tour and without this relationship. The Tour Championship, we are the beneficiary of the net proceeds of this event. It contributes $1.8 million to our bottom line every year, which funds all of our education programming, all of our economic sustainability programming for our families in the Eastlake neighborhood. So it's a significant event for Atlanta. It's a significant event for us, and we're really excited about this opportunity to introduce the event to women, to introduce golf and the opportunities around golf to women, and with this event.
Now, how did that relationship come about for the Eastlake Foundation?
Well, the Eastlake Foundation is centered in the Eastlake community, and in the heart of the Eastlake community is actually the Eastlake Golf Club.
Okay.
It is a historic golf club. It's actually the home of Bobby Jones, who's one of the great famous golfers. He's the, on everybody's lists of the 21st century top sportsman, he always winds up at the top, even though he finished his career. I think his last professional round was probably in the 50s. I may be saying that wrong. Yeah. But he was the first to win the, it's called the top four majors. He's the only one who's ever run the British Amateur, the British Open, the U.S. Amateur.
Right. It's
my
a
golf
name
history.
That continues to get dropped even today.
Right, he's a significant corporate citizen of Atlanta. So in any event, the Eastlake Golf Club is the center of the community here. And so the tour, in partnership with us, was looking for a home course for this season final event for the tour. And what better place to do it than at the historic Eastlake Golf Club.
Very cool.
And the theme of the event is inspiring women today and tomorrow. And people that attend will have the opportunity to see and meet some of the crew teens, right? Mm-hmm. One will be speaking at the lunch. And
One of our very successful young women who attended school in the Eastlake neighborhood and has gone on to get her degree from Georgia Tech will be speaking at the lunch, talking about her experience with the after-school program called Crew Teens and how it helped support her through high school. As well, a number of the young women who are currently in high school and participating in the Crew Teens program will be at the event at the lunch hour and will be sitting among the tables. So they'll have an opportunity, we hope, to meet some of the women here and maybe make some good connections.
Awesome. Now, Annette, I want to hear about your golf game, too. So you've been very involved, very active in planning the event, and you're also an event sponsor of the networking wind-down event as well.
Yes, so I'm very excited about the event. I'm excited that it's the first time we're doing it here in Atlanta at Eastlake. I have been to the Tour Championship every year for the past, I don't know how many years. I do love the game of golf. I am not as good as I would like to be, but I guess that's the majority of the people that play.
I was going to say, I think everyone who plays golf says that, don't they?
Yes, but hopefully I will improve my game here shortly. I also have led our women's initiative in the Southeast region for Deloitte for the past 13 years. So I was really excited when I was invited to participate on the task force, both because primarily this is focused on women, both to develop them professionally and personally, and to network with other women leaders in the community. And Atlanta is a great community with as you heard earlier, a great list of accomplished women. So it's an opportunity for executive women to learn from one another, share from one another. And for those that play golf, it's a great avenue to participate because, you know, they'll learn a little bit more behind the scenes of the tournament, and then there's going to be a little practice range. And for those folks who are a bit intimidated, it's a great opportunity for them to get introduced and to learn the game of golf. I started playing golf when I was very young with my father, and I was not that good, but then I quickly learned to develop better relationships in business. It's a great avenue to do that. So much business, as you had mentioned, is done on the golf course. So it's a great avenue to get people introduced, and maybe if they're not playing, at least understand the game, understand the players, understand the principles. So I think that's a great avenue to do that. And I actually did own a golf course at one time, not here in Atlanta.
Really?
Hello.
So
that's pretty interesting.
I know all the business sides of golf.
Yes, the challenges of running a course as well, and preparing for a tournament too, which is a daunting effort as well. So I'm very excited. Mainly it's the opportunity to get a great group of women together to network, socialize, learn from one another, and develop business relationships going forward.
Awesome. Now, Donna, you've been attending some of the events that are taking place around the country. Give us a little sense of the initiative from a countrywide perspective.
Yeah, I'm actually very proud to be leading the department that's launching all of these around the country. We've been sold out everywhere that we've gone. That is a very strong message. It's a strong message in each of these communities, and as the others have already pointed out, it's amazing to me, regardless of what community we happen to be in, the breadth and scope of the successful business women we're seeing around the country. And for the PGA Tour to embrace the fact that we'd like to break down some barriers, I think there were some great comments that were made. If you don't play golf, you're quite intimidated probably to come out to a tournament, or you say, I don't really want to come out to a golf tournament because I don't play the game. What we're doing is creating these programs to say there's more than just golf going on. And if you do come out, you're not only going to be engaged in this great program where you're hopefully going to find maybe even a new mentor, a new champion, a new business partner, but you're also going to be supporting some wonderful charities with the East Lake Foundation and the Crew Teens program, for example. So we're seeing it around the country. Again, it's sold out everywhere that we go. I love the fact that we started with a very local breadth and scope to showcase these amazing women. Everyone in the room is very successful. We keep it at that level so that we have some real strategic discussions that are going on. But it's also wonderful to hear, gosh, if they can do it, I can do it too. And I can take that next step in business. And then really a person like Molly to be our keynote, to really knock it out of the park at lunch, and then just enjoy the afternoon. So that's really the format that we're seeing around the country. But I'm the one that's so blessed to be able to see it each and every week and just find these amazing women and be able to network with them as well.
One of the things I think is interesting is hearing about how to entertain clients and use golf as a way, you know, to build corporate hospitality and a business building tool. Because I think if you're strategic about it, you can do a lot of really smart things using this, but you need to know the lingo, you need to know the players, you need to know the back scenes of what really goes on. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about what you've learned about how to entertain and some of the back scene stuff?
Yeah, sure. So I think, first of all, if you play, it's obviously pretty easy to take a client or a customer out and play a round of golf. And we actually have a membership at Eastlake, which makes it convenient for us as well. But even if you don't play golf, many clients and customers like to go to tournaments and watch the players. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously another great way to develop relationships because you're with them all day, whether you are following a player, because some of my clients and customers they might want to follow a player, so you follow them throughout the course, or you may want to sit at a hole and watch all the players go through that hole, and conversations and relationships can be developed that way. So the fact that you at least know what's going on, know the basic rules, and who's on the course builds better relationships.
I'd also say if you haven't been to a golf tournament, the other thing that tour management does is creates a lot of different venues with which to entertain your clients. So there are corporate tents, hospitality tents. So there are lots of different ways if you're out walking around, if you want to get inside and have privacy and tables. So there are plenty of ranges of ways to entertain, not just daily ticket, but also some hospitality tents, designated areas for that type of entertainment. So it's a great sort of, there's everything to fit your business entertainment budget as well at the Tour Championship and at any golf tournament. So they really do try to sort of accommodate all those different needs. And I'll back it up a little bit just to say that one of the things that we're very focused on at the Eastlake Foundation and the work that we do with children is particularly young women, and this is for all the parents out there listening to this, is there are a lot of golf college scholarships that go unfilled every year, particularly women's golf scholarships. So it's an exciting opportunity for these young women who participate at crew teams. And for those of you who have young, get your daughters out there, bring them to the tournament, get them accustomed to it, take a look and see, because there is significant opportunity out there for golf and for women that goes unfilled.
It's a great idea for girls, I think, because first of all, like you said, it's so untapped. I feel like I'm one of those women that sort of has played a couple times. Like, I've had a few lessons. I've gone to the driving range a couple times. I've played like maybe twice, and I'm still really intimidated. Like, I don't feel comfortable on a golf course because my game is so bad that, like, I feel like I'm holding
up
the people.
Have you ever watched everybody else play? I mean, you can't compare yourself to the pros. The average American golfer, I think, is a 30 handicap, mm-hmm. which is somebody who's usually shooting in the hundreds.
So I'd be right there with them.
So you should feel okay about that.
But you know what, though? I have my stepfather is a very avid golf player, and he's like really old school about it. Uh-huh. Of course, he only likes to play at men's only clubs and this and that, but he also is very like all about the etiquette. So he intimidated me even more than I would have been on my own. Like, you know, you've got to let people play through and you can't blah, 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 blah. Like, he's got me so intimidated that I don't want to play. But what I was going to say is, for young girls, if you could get them started early enough where they don't even have, because when kids are young, they have no self-consciousness about mm-hmm. anything like that. So if they pick up clubs early and they're out there playing and they're getting used to being on the course and they're getting used to having their game be whatever it is, and then they have scholarship opportunities, I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of an amazing thing. And then it carries them into the business world.
Right. I think the other thing is they're just should be more women playing golf. And then the more women play golf, the more women will feel less intimidated.
Correct.
Because I know that I have been very intimidated by it, because everyone that I have played with has had very low handicaps.
Yeah,
like
see?
2, 3, 6.
Wow.
and that is very intimidating. And I just got back from a trip to Canyon Ranch, where they also had a golf clinic that I attended. And I had learned, you know, that the number one skill to have when you're out on the golf course is confidence. And we so much have confidence in our daily lives and in our business lives. But because we feel intimidated playing next to the guy who smacks the ball down the fairway, you do feel intimidated when, you know, I had learned, you know, don't worry about smacking the ball, because the nice just light swing may get me farther. It's not so much the mm-hmm. muscle you put into it. So those were like, and that's not even about, you know, hitting the ball. It was just confidence and relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And since I've learned those two, I guess, principles, my game has already improved.
Yeah.
I remember when I started, I ran to the bookstore and got the Ben Hogan's little book that talks about all the etiquette and how do you hold the club and everything, because of exactly what you were talking about, Annette, which was just knowing my way around the, you know, not to step over somebody's line. If I had not read that book before, I was probably going to be too shy to ask somebody, knowing even such a thing as that, the turn, saying that word. So what I've been, my mission has been that I get girlfriends to come to the course with me and we talk about those things in a very comfortable environment, and then they start to hit, because at the end of the day, a 300-yard shot counts just as much as a 3-inch putt. So it's true. And once you think about that,
a stroke is a stroke,
exactly. And you know, it can be a lot of fun when it comes to the game.
And I think if more women play, that intimidation factor comes out, because they'll see more women on the course, mm-hmm. and so it's a place where women should be. Another reference book that women can read is a book called On Course for Business, and it's by Suzanne Wu, who made golf her life. She's her former attorney, but has made it a point to educate women in businesses about golf. And the thing that I like about the book On Course for Business, it's like a virtual tour of a golf course. Mm. So you learn what it's like to play just through reading the book. And that is a good starter to get women and others more comfortable with what it's like to even step foot on a golf course.
That's okay.
And all the dialogue you're talking about right now is exactly the reason that we created this Executive Women's Day. And if you see this, it's really hopefully not starting with you must play golf to attend today.
Yeah.
Over 70% of the women that attend our Executive Women's Days have never stepped foot on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is showcasing the experience to them, having them feel welcomed, getting them a little more relaxed. So maybe after they have this this wonderful day and meet others that do play golf, they'll consider it. But it's a wonderful way, I think, to break out and to say, you know, you don't have to play golf or love golf to come out here.
Yeah, I am really excited that it's a unique way about bringing female executives together in Atlanta to network with their peers and learn about the game and how they can leverage it in their career. Do you feel like there's an increased interest among women and executive women in the business world to say, yeah, this is a skill that I want to invest time in learning and really mastering or feeling more comfortable with?
I do, because one of the things is that I've seen more organizations there's an executive women's golf organization, and they just opened up their South chapter, the Atlanta South chapter, and I thought, oh, this is a good sign. They're wanting to see that. I think that I think this is just the right timing for us. Definitely. Somewhere I read, and please, I know that you know you're going to Google it somehow, but somewhere I read that there was a correlation between the percentage of executive women, you know, C-level women, and women who play golf. And I thought, well, that makes sense to me, because there is a lot of conversations that take place on a golf course that may have nothing to do with the business at hand, but it has everything to do with developing that closeness and comfort zone with your clients or your colleagues even. You know, I remember when I was in my former career, that was one of the things that I found that was very surprising, was that I was a rookie in sales. And, you know, I saw the VP of sales was in my foursome, and he just started telling me, pick a blade, and that's way how you can, you know, point. And I didn't know this guy before then, and I got a chance to do that, and all of a sudden I feel comfortable to call and say, hey, listen, I've got this client I'm working with, what are your thoughts? And my hope, again, I'm a small entrepreneur now, is that through this networking opportunity, I'm going to meet women who have been Annette and Lillian. I mean, you're leading great organizations. You know, the reason I got into business was, yes, to, you know, have a business, but at the same time, I wanted to be invested in the community that I live in. And my former sales life took me away from Atlanta. I was having to travel quite a bit. So now, you know, I have a business that donates 20% of of the profit back to the community where I do business. And so, you know, again, for me, it was just almost a no-brainer to say, yes, I want to be part of this. And again, I love the fact that the PGA said, you don't have to be a huge business. You can be a small business. You can be a large business. Everybody has a voice and can contribute to this. And I think as a woman, I believe so much that when we do business, we always have the best interest of our community in mind too. And I love the idea of mentoring young girls. I truly believe, and I come from a background where my parents, I think, were shooting as many positive reinforcement to us in hopes that something will stick. And the same thing happened with our teachers. You know, something will stick with all of these girls who are in these programs, and one day we'll get to see them, you know, and talk about it. And I'll be so proud, you know, to say, I remember, you know, I was there. So
I think one thing that organizations and corporations can do to help women become more comfortable with golf is to have a golf day for women and partner with a golf course where the women can come in. There'd be a session, not only, you know, a practice session, but actually learning some of the principles and rules of golf and then actually practicing. And then one of the things that we did is we modified the golf course a little bit, a few holes, to make them easier, shorter, to build confidence in women so that when they did take that first swing, they were closer to to the pin. So those are some things that I think organizations could do and to help start to build confidence and get women more comfortable. Because it's very, very easy to do, and there's many organizations that are willing to partner to do that.
And look for phase two of our Executive Women's Day, which will be, we look forward to in the next year or two, adding a second day that's very, very golf-focused. Oh. Because, you know, in addition to that dialogue that you've all had, there are many women out there. It is true that they are successful businesswomen, and they love golf, and they're using it as a very strong tool to help them in the business world, and we want to only impress upon that and help them continue to succeed.
Nice. So there's an optional golf clinic at the end of the day after the wind down networking opportunity. Chad Parker, who's the pro over there,
assistant professional at Eastlake, is going to help organize.
He's great. I love Chad.
Chad's done a wonderful job. He's actually done several women's clinics with some of our corporate partners. Eastlake Golf Club is a corporate golf club, and so with a number of our corporate partners, he's organized women's golf clinics. So we're really excited about this opportunity to expand that exposure.
So the Executives Women's Day takes place on Tuesday, September 18th. And we should also mention that tickets, weekly and daily ground tickets for Tour Championship by Coca-Cola and also culminating in the FedEx Cup playoffs are on sale now at pgatour.com/tourchampionship.
And I can tell you that this year we're going to it's the season finale. There is a $10 million purse on the line with the FedEx Cup. It is the top 30 players who have made it through a series of playoff events. And this year, it is going to be an incredible field. I cannot tell you, it is the first time in a long time where really the top 30 players, the folks we've been following all year long, because of the way the points have worked out and their play at the end of the season, are going to all be part of this field. It is a very limited number of tickets, so you're not looking. It's an incredible course to watch golf because of the way it is laid out, because of the limited number of tickets that are available, and there are still tickets available, so don't let anybody tell you it's sold out, but you need to get them while they're hot, because it will be it's going to be a great 4 days, 5 days out at Eastlake. So I hope you'll all come out.
Terrific. Donna, we look forward to having you here in Atlanta for the event as well. Any closing comments?
I just want to thank the task force. You have a few of them on the line, but it's all about the local task force, and they have worked hard. They have worked diligently to make sure that this program is going to be theirs. We have the shell of what we do each and every week, but if it wasn't for them, I don't think we would have a successful event. So, and thanks for having us, giving us the voice to be able to talk about this. So excited when we show up at a men's golf tournament and say we're having an Executive Women's Day. It's always love, you know, it's a lot of fun to start the day that way. And looking forward to it. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. This is Elizabeth Gordon.
And Dana Barrett.
Signing off for Chic Perspectives. We will talk to you next week.